Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dan Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Mankowski moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mankowski moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mankowski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Staub reaches second base with a double. LaFleur moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Mankowski reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money strikes out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. McMullen reaches third base with a triple. Bando scores. Lescano goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Steve Foucault now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Foucault fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Yount reaches second base with a double. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foucault fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Brewers, 3. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount strikes out. One out. Von Joshua pinch hits for Steve Bry. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Von Joshua now playing center field. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mankowski strikes out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Bob McClure now pitching. Chuck Scribner pinch runs for Tito Fuentes. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scribner moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Scribner scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing second base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.